Hi, this is Amy Rogers, author of The Han Agent, a science-themed thriller novel about a Japanese-American scientist whose work on influenza virus draws the attention of a Tokyo-based pharmaceutical company with ties to war crimes during World War II. Thanks for listening to The Han Agent. Learn more about me and my books by visiting my website, amyrogers.com, or my book review site, sciencethrillers.com. The Han Agent by Amy Rogers. Prologue. August 9th, 1945. Harbin, Manchuria, in northeast China. Imperial Japanese Army Secret Complex. The logs were piled in rows 4 deep. They were stacked for burning in the stifling heat of the walled courtyard. Smoke from the army's demolition work beyond the walls irritated his eyes. Major Masaji Ishii lit a cigarette anyway. Foul air at Pingfan was nothing new. After all these years, he barely noticed the stench. Excrement from the latrines. Singed fur from the incinerators. Formaldehyde from preserved tissues. Bacterial culture media, like sweet rotten meat. Bleach. He kicked one of the logs and thought, what a terrible waste. Unfortunately, he had no choice. 3 days ago, the Americans had attacked the home islands of Japan. Rumors said they had obliterated an entire city in one strike. Some kind of new explosive, a uranium bomb. Masaji glared at the soldiers under his command as they flung more maruta onto the piles. Uranium, he grumbled. In the race to find the ultimate weapon and win the war, how did the American physicists beat the Japanese physicians? He'd doubted the claims about the American bomb, but he could not ignore the urgent reports coming from the northern edge of Manchukuo. The Japanese Imperial Army had occupied the ethnically Chinese puppet state since 1931. Today, Army scouts warned that the once invincible military force was in full retreat. Masaji knew what that meant. The Soviets were coming. And no matter what, the Soviets could not learn what Unit 731 had done at Pingfan. A massive 5-story building known as Row Block surrounded the barren grounds and concealed his soldiers' work. These remaining members of the deceptively named Kwantung Army Epidemic Prevention and Water Purification Unit Number 731 wiped sweat from their brows as they dragged the last of the maruta from 2 small, windowless structures that cowered in the shadow of Row Block. Masaji moved into that shadow, pining for the dry wind that blew incessantly across the Manchurian plains on the other side. But inside Row Block, no person or thing was free, not even the wind. His pencil hovered over his notebook, ready to document the exact number of logs destroyed. For 7 years, he'd kept meticulous records of all the maruta delivered to Pingfan, where the raw materials came from, the data they got from the logs, how the maruta were disposed of when utterly used up. He was proud of the efficiencies he'd engineered in utilizing this scarce resource. With careful planning, they'd been able to recycle some of the maruta through multiple experiments. It was a shame to throw them away now, unspent. But his wise brother, General Shiro Ishii, had ordered the entire complex destroyed. An explosion rocked the ground, and crumbs of mortar fell from the walls of Row Block. Masaji Ishii realized he had lost count. 210 maruta? 211? "Get the oil," he shouted. His soldiers grunted and rolled barrels toward an enormous pit dug in the center of the courtyard. He spat out the butt of his cigarette and ground it with his heel in frustration. Time was running out. The high standards he'd consistently set for himself and for the scientists around him were collapsing like the buildings on the periphery of Pingfan. He had to estimate the Maruta tally. His final data entries would be imprecise. The tip of his pencil angrily carved the page. A subordinate approached, saluted, and bowed. "Sir, blocks 7 and 8 are empty." Visaggi searched the man's face and saw the usual combination of deep respect and fear. Like many of his fellow soldiers in Unit 731, this man was from the Ishii's home village. The villagers shared a tribal loyalty not only to the emperor, but also to the privileged Ishii family. Misaji's brother had stuffed the garrison with men like this, men he could trust. Now, at the end of things, this foresight was paying off. Because the Ishii brothers demanded it, for the rest of their lives, the villagers would remain silent about what really happened at Pingfan. Misaji nodded. "The Soviets have crossed the border." "Our army will hold them," the soldier said. "They will not," Misaji replied, expressing no emotion about this simple tactical truth. "First the Chinese jackals, then the Soviets will come here. It's only a question of when." The soldier stood rigid and said nothing more. Misaji put steel in his words. "When they come, they must not find anything. This is our secret of secrets." "Yes, sir, I understand." "See that the task is completed swiftly. Other matters require my attention." The soldier saluted, bowed, and turned, barking commands at the others, who were now tossing the Maruta into the pit with the oil. Misaji walked briskly toward a fortified door leading into Roblock. On his way, he passed near the end of the stack of Maruta. One of them flexed an arm and groaned. The major slackened his pace enough to draw his pistol and fire once into the Maruta's skull. No mistakes, no evidence. The Soviets must find nothing but ashes.